Alright. Misounds ba ako? Meron ba? Okay. I think meron naman. No? Alright. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here. Ano ko din, yung prayer mo kanina, sobrang ramdam ko. Kita ko naman sa mata mo, sa gestures mo, yung prayer mo. So, ramdam na ramdam ko. So, alright. Great to see everyone. I know it's virtual, but again, I'm praying that one day, makapag-meet tayo face-to-face. So, thank you for the privilege of preaching the word this afternoon. Hopefully my encourage siya lahat, no? I mean, yun ang kayo pati ako as we listen to God's word. I love our series today entitled Sana All. This is our second week. Pag yung mga sana all, di ba, may mga bagay tayong sinasabi sana all. Kunyari, mataas na grades. Sino ito yung katabi mo? Or kilala mo, no? Wala ka pala katabi ngayon. Okay, kapatid mo. may kilala ka, taas ng grade niya. Comment mo naman yung pangalan niya sa chat room natin, no? Okay, tingin mo lang yung grade niya kung ilan. Okay, huwag ka na mahiya. Okay lang yan. Pero pag nakilala na mataas na grade, sasana rin, sana all. Or kanya, may kilala ka na, ano, ang regalo sa kanya, or may nagpadala, surprise delivery, milk tea with sanggyup salamat or sanggyup sal set. Diba? Sana all. Nakagraduate. Ikaw na bang bagong graduate. Congratulations to all our graduates. Alam ko medyo hindi pa ganun kalino yung future, no? But hopefully that una, you find strength from God, you get courage from God, but congratulations. God has still the best plan for us. Alright? So, congratulations. Pero pag tinarinig tayo nakagraduate, ang sinasabi natin, sana all. Di ba? Nakatanggap ng ayuda, na cash, sana all. Parang sa Thailand or sa Vietnam, zero new cases ng COVID for the past weeks. Di ba? Sana all. Pati dito sa Pilipinas. But, let's think about this. How about a father who guides? How about a father who disciplines? Would you want something like that or someone like that? A father who guides, a father who disciplines, sana all. I just remember, or I can still remember when I was 5 or 6 years old, I think yun yung pinakamatinding discipline na ranasan ko, no, when I was young. It was my first time na sumagot ako sa tatay ko. So, I talked back, nagdabog ako. So, that was like, it's memorable. But good news is it forever changed my life. It changed me for the good. So, a father with discipline, and the topic today about fatherhood, a father who guides, but basically when we talk about a father who's guiding us every step of the way, then part of it, integral with that guiding part, would be discipline. Not just integral, but very crucial for the successful guidance of someone like a father to us or someone that you're looking up to, maybe your brother, kuya mo, ate mo, basta taong nirespeto mo and all na ginaguide ka, mentor ka, or pinapatnubayan ka, discipline is an important part of it. Same is true with our relationship with God. Same is true with our relationship with our Father in heaven, that we want God to guide us, we want God to direct us, and discipline is part of that. So God is a father and yet discipline us. So just think about that. When we talk about God, we often think about God being our provider, God being our protector, comforter. But rarely we talk about God as our father, as someone who disciplines. God is a father and yet disciplines us. It produces more questions than answers. Diba? Isipin natin. Diba, minsan pag may nangyayari sa atin na hindi maganda, pag minsan parang may discipline na nangyayari sa walk natin kay Lord, mga tanong natin, anong guide mo wrong kung na tanong mo na to? Did I do something wrong? May nagawa ba akong mali? May nagawa ba akong hindi tama? Is God not caring? That's a valid question right there. Kung caring si Lord, bakit nangyayari to? Bakit naranasan namin to? Bakit nangyayari sa business namin to? Bakit nangyayari sa magulang ko to? Is God not caring? Is God not loving? Is God angry at me? Kahit ba si Lord sa akin? And those are the things or the questions sometimes we ask when we talk about God and as a father with discipline or whenever there's some discipline that's happening. But listen to this, but discipline is part of God's plan. Not just that, but it's good pleasing and perfect plan. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Imagine mo yun, God had planned something better for us. There is a better plan, and not our plan, but His plan. And for His better plan to happen, not just better, but His good, pleasing, and perfect plan to happen, it involves discipline. Despite the bad that's happening now, we still have amazing and better plan for each and every one of us. Alam ko, ang daming nangyayaring yun. Alam kong sobrang nakakarito yung mga nangyayaring ngayon. Minsan nakakapagod, nakakadrain. But listen to me, in light of what we'll be talking about today, of course, we'll be taking that from God's Word. God has still a good and perfect plan for each and every one of us. And of course, that speaks of God's sovereignty. But nevertheless, in light with God's sovereignty of who God is, that He's good, He's powerful, right? He's good and He's great. It means that He's good, He's great, He's powerful, that we can trust God's sovereignty, not just blindly trusting it. But we could trust God's sovereignty because why? At the same time, He is good. He is in control, but He is good. It means that everything that He planned for us, that He will be doing for us, will always be rooted and based upon His perfect goodness. Right? I'm not saying, all right, that this whole pandemic is part of God's discipline. Let me repeat that. Just a disclaimer. I'm not saying that this whole pandemic is part of God's discipline. It's a wrong conclusion. In fact, it's a dangerous conclusion. It's a dangerous assumption. I'm not saying that, all right? In fact, we humans caused this, not God. He is a product of our own choices. He's proud of our own choices as humans with sinful nature. But maybe for some of us now, we're receiving some disciplining in our finances, in our time, in our energy, in our relationships. Things are being shaken right now. And that's for our transformation. That is for character building. But again, nangyayari ng lahat is being amplified because of this pandemic. But maybe not for some, maybe for most of us today, we kind of relate to this. Lord, ito nangyayari ba sa future ko? Ito nangyayari ba sa finances namin? Itong nangyayari sa relationship namin? Lord, anong itinuturo mo? Lord, anong pinapakita mo sa akin? Na hindi ko makikita to, hindi ko mararanasan to, hindi ko mararamdaman to, hindi ko maiisip to, hindi ko madurutunan to, kung hindi nangyari itong mga to, o hindi nangyari itong mga to. Yung mga na-realize na ngayon, di ba? Bagay na importante, taong mga importante, mga desisyon na ginawa mo in the past, and ngayon na-realize mo, sana hindi ko na pala ginawa because everything, for the good and the bad, all right, the whole pandemic amplified everything. It's something, of course, that we lament na may nangyaring mga bagay na hindi maganda, but also at the same time, it's something to be grateful about. Lord, hawak-hawak mo pa rin kami. Nangyayari ng lahat to, minsan gusto mo nang bibigay, minsan gusto mo nang parang mag-give up na lang, but yet, hindi naman tayo yung kumakapit kay God. It's God who's holding us. That's why we're still here, standing. We're still here and you know, fighting. It's because it's God who's holding us. It's God who's providing us daily strength, daily courage. Alright? Discipline. The whole scripture that we'll be talking about today. Bilangin natin ilang beses yung discipline. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 11. Nabasahin ko and count with me how many times na mention yung discipline. Sa Bible, nagbanasa na pa ulit-ulit kasi wala, hindi naman pwedeng caps lock, font 120, di ba? parang yung gusto mong emphasis. Sa Bible, pag paulit-ulit, now we have a clue. Ito yung gustong message ni God para sa atin. In verse 5, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. If you are in Christ, it means we are children of God. All right, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. One, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines, pangalawa, those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. At lo, God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? That's the fourth time. If you are not disciplined, fifth, and everyone undergoes discipline, sixth, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who discipline us. Seven, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live our Father's discipline? That's eight. As for a little while, ganda niyan, di ba? Our Father's discipline does for a little while, hindi forever. Okay? Hindi to permanente. As they thought best, but God disciplines us for good. Pang siyam. That as they thought best, God disciplines us. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So imagine mo, 10 times. All right, 10 times in one passage. Discipline. Let me put a working definition for us, at least for this context. This is an earnest attempt by our Father to mold our character. It might involve pain, but the goal is not punishment, but transformation. Yun yung magandang puso ng Panginoon para sa ating lahat. Na hindi nangyayari yung mga discipline na to kasi gusto lang tayong i-punish. But it's for our transformation, for the good, for restoration, for healing as well. At marami pang iba. When you're being disciplined, it's not to avenge your wrongdoing. Minsan kasi may certain, ito ba yung ganti sa akin, Lord? Kasi hindi ako matin ng youth online service natin. Ito may punishment the Lord kasi hindi ako matin ng discipleship group or ng small group or ng victory group. Ito may punishment sa Lord kasi ginawa ko to, naisip ko to, ito yung ginawa ko gabi. Alright, don't get me wrong, there might be some ramifications for our wrongdoings, for our sins. There might be some consequences, but it's not a punishment. It is not a punishment. Because someone took the punishment for us, and that is Jesus Christ when he died at the cross more than 2,000 years ago. That's why whenever God will allow discipline to happen in your life, it's not for punishment, but for transformation. I remember one of my kids, no, si Caleb, when he was like around, I think, 3, 4, or 5 years old. Meron kaming bagong TV. Napalanunan ko sa office dati. Yung nag-work pa ako sa Dell. Napalanunan ko, ang gandang TV. Flat screen. Bago pa lang yung flat screen yun. And then I won in our Christmas party. Nabunot ako sa raffle. So, it was big. It was huge. Put that in our room so we could watch in our room. Then one Monday morning, it was also my day off during that time. Nasa church na ako nun. I work as a campus missionary already during that time. So Monday, alam mo yun, day off namin mga campus missionaries. And gusto ko na talagang, alam mo yun, yung naisip mo na yun, di ba? After Friday, Saturday, Sunday, medyo busy ka. And then, gusto mo nang mag-Monday, magpahinga. And manood, imagine ko na yung mga papanoorin ko, di ba? DVD pa nun. So, nakaset na yun. So, Monday morning, I heard a loud sound. Akala kong anong sumabog, yung transformer ba? Yung ano ba namin, kuryente ba namin, o sa labas ba yon? Sobrang lakas. Because, kunyari, this was my bed, our bed, and then, andyan na yung TV. So, ang lakas, nagising talaga ako. And to my amazement, biro lang. Of course, I was shocked. And, kunyari, because he was playing around, tinulak na yung TV at sumabog parang New Year. There, my flat screen TV. Of course, di ako nagalit. Okay lang yun. Then, yeah, medyo, alam mo yun, umaga. Umaga, di wala parang mag-react. Pero yung when I came back to my senses, then my wife and I talk what to do. Of course, we fix the mess, you know, bubog and all, whatever that, we talk to him. But of course, not to avenge for him. I mean, not to avenge na dahil hindi na makakaroon ng TV. Ito, para ito gagawin mo, hindi ka kain ng breakfast, lunch, dinner for the next 5 years para mabayaran. No, we did not do that by God's grace. I'm not saying we're good, no? We're totally good, but we did not do that. But yeah, there's some discipline that happened during the time. And again, not for us, but for him. For him to grow, for him to learn from that. Verse 11. No, discipline seems pleasant at the time. And for him, it was not pleasant during that time. And he was grounded for with some things. Whenever my kids will be grounded with some things. Now, we have Joshua, he's 6 years old. And ngayon quarantine, lagi silang dito sa bahay, lagi silang naglalaro. Tapos di sila nag-aaway sila. And there will be some discipline whenever they shout each other, fight each other and all. And habang grounded sila with some things, like, kunyari, access to this, access to that, or maybe some stuff that they play, and they will not be allowed to do that, or grounded sila with some things, then it's not pleasant for them. At that time. Hindi lang yun, but painful. But later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So, for some of you here, maybe most of you here, you're a fan of Steph Curry, though wala pa silang laro, no? But meron mga scrimmages na the past days, so tallying Lakers sa Dallas. pero di ba, Steph Curry, how many shots is making every day? As part of his discipline, the form, the body, the his weight. Okay, sobrang inaaral niya na yun. Kasi kailangan, hindi sobrang bigat, hindi sobrang gaan. So his form and his jump shot, his three-point shot will be perfect. LeBron James and how he train his body right now. How disciplined he is with his age, with his body, just amazing. I remember my basketball coach when I was still in high school or elementary. 10 rounds to run around the basketball court and planting rice. So ano lang, yung tatakbo ka palikod, tapos yung para ka magtatanim. So imagine that. Ang sakit nun. And for me, but inisip ko yung panahon, ba't maraming ginagawa to? And then sometimes we will have some practices na bawal tumira, puro pasa lang, or defense lang. And of course, with my arrogance during that time, inisip ko, ano ba itong ginagawa ng coach namin? Parang hindi naman yata effective to. Parang hindi naman yata maganda yung plano na yun. Inside my head, I was already thinking, this is a better plan. This is a good plan. This is like better than that plan. But for him as a coach, my coach during that time, he has a better plan for us because he knows best for us. Because of course, he is our coach, right? And sometimes we think that because it's our plan, it's not good already. But your pain is part of God's perfect plan. And don't get me wrong, no? Sometimes pain, I mean, we're just victim of things that's happening and wala naman talaga yung kinalaman doon. Or sometimes it's self-inflicted. There's some decisions, some things na ginawa natin. And now, it causes so much pain. I mean, we could be on both sides or just right there in the middle. But whenever there's pain, I'm not trying to force a smiley face upon your pain. I'm not trying to minimize that. But if you're going to take a look, whether that's self-inflicted or maybe happened and you just see yourself in that situation, but nevertheless, because of God's goodness, yes, he will use that pain. It can be part of God's perfect plan. What the enemy meant for evil, God will still use it for good. But in light of discipline, if it's not painful, then it's not discipline. If it's not hard, then it's not discipline. If it's not uncomfortable, it's not discipline. So it means, Lord, kung meron akong pinagdadaanan ngayon, and I'm not trying to just, you know, push you towards this reaction or posture. But what I'm trying to encourage us, I'm preaching to myself, yes, Lord, it's hard. We're being challenged right now. There's some struggles. There's some pain. But God, thank you. Because at the end of the day, I will come out refined. I will come out stronger than ever. I will come out, Lord, with having this huge faith, this bold faith. Now, Lord, ngayon, ginagrow natin to, but eventually in the future, God, you will use it for your glory. There will be people that will be hearing this test that will become soon a testimony that would lead to other people being encouraged as well. Not just us, maybe being saved, knowing, Lord, that ikaw yung kumilos sa buhay ko, ikaw yung gumawa nito. Ngayon, hindi ko pa nakikita. Hindi pa maganda yung nararamdaman ko. Hindi pa maganda yung nakikita ko. Pero pag natapos ang lahat ng ito, pag nabuo yung picture na ginagawa mo, Panginoon, sa buhay ko, masabi ko, Lord, thank you, pinagdaanan ko to. There are some seasons sa buhay namin mag-asawa. We've been married for about 17 years. And I'm telling you, it's not the perfect run. It's not that like, there's some people that you know, that parang wow, if you look at their marriage, if you look at their family, like, wow, smooth lahat. And I'm not gonna tell you that because that's not my story. There's some things that we've been through, some challenges in all aspects. But yet, whenever we look, kami na asawa ko, ay to ano, sa man, buti na lang pinagdaanan natin yun. And thank you, Lord, because you gave us the grace to endure. And not just that, to talk about God's plan. And discipline is part of that. It's not pleasant, can be painful, but you can still hope even there's pain. Doesn't mean that pain and hope cannot coexist. No, they can. They can exist together. Yes, you're hurting. There's some struggles. There's some testings. There's some shakings. But end of the day, you can still hope while you're hurting. And you can expect God's healing as well while you hope, while you are hurting. Because there's a person behind every discipline. And He's a good God. He's our Father in heaven. There's the plan, and there's a person behind that plan. And that's our perfect God in heaven, who's also at the same time our Father in heaven. Our fathers discipline us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for good, that we may share in His holiness. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes everyone He accepts as son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. Can we pause for a while and just think about that? God is treating me as His son. God is treating me as His child. Thank you, Lord. It's not pleasant, but thank you, Lord. It's not ideal, but thank you, Lord. It's not perfect, but thank you, God. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If there's disciplining happening right now, it's just a confirmation that we are indeed his sons. We are indeed his children. See, and this picture from the Larry Kagan is called as the Master of the Shadow Arts. I think we have some picture right here. Yan yung ginagawa niya. Some of you know this already. It's an art. Yung mga metal na yan, binibend niya sa apoy and all. Imagine, it looks messy. It looks like talaga, may magandang kalalabasan to. And those are not photoshopped. So, nakita niya yan. Siya yung nakita. Miski ngayon, sa atin, pag nakita natin, parang ang pangit, parang hindi naman, parang walang magandang mangyayari, walang magandang may kita. Pero, diba yung shadow, yung art, ang galing. When we think about God's discipline, it could be the same. We don't see the beauty and the treasure and the value of it right now. But eventually, when it's done, and God is finished in that season of time of disciplining, maybe from mourning into dancing, your night can be turned into day. God will turn off that darkness. You will just enjoy His marvelous light. It's messy, it's painful, there's some bending, refining, shaking, but be assured, it's life transforming. I am being disciplined by my Father. I can trust Him. He has good, and He has the best intentions for me. He don't want to harm me. God doesn't want to harm me. He is not mad at me. He has a purpose. That's why He disciplined me. I can trust His purpose in my life. Discipline is not an exasperation, but an affirmation that I'm a child and He is my Father. God's discipline is God's love in action. May I pray for you guys. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, God, because mahal na mahal ko kami. Lord, with our own eyes, we cannot see God, the beauty and the value, Lord, of what's happening now. Of course, in light of this whole pandemic, Lord, you know, may gusto na to. We stop meeting each other with a new normal and all. Give us the grace, God, of course, to endure, to hold on. Of course, you're the one holding us. But also at the same time, give us the eyes of faith to see what you're seeing. Lord, kung di ba namin makita ngayon, it's okay. We're gonna trust you, God. Because faith, not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Because what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Thank you, God, for this time. Lord, I pray for your people today. They might not understand what's happening, nor is not our goal to understand sometimes. But give us the grace, Lord. Give those people your grace to trust you in these uncertain times. Lord, lahat nagbabago. One thing remains the same. Your goodness, your love remains the same. This whole pandemic didn't change your love for us. You still love us the same. Lord, for the whole time God we've been spending amidst the pandemic, this crisis, marami nagawa, marami nasabi, marami nag-isip. Lord, ano po lahat ng details? But you all love us the same. Lord, for those who are being disciplined right now, Lord, I just pray for them. But they will not resent, they will not run away. But you will give them the grace, Lord, just to embrace your discipline at this season. Because it's not like you want to harm them, you want to destroy them, but we want to build them up. You want to restore them. You want to heal them. You want to wreck them. You want their consolidation and restoration. Thank you, Lord. We give all the praises and glory. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus Christ's name.